We are most excited to have in the studio with us,
oh,
in all their glory,
oh, she had.
Hey, morning,
hey,
morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Before we do anything else, can we just clear this up with you? Because New Hot Guy was telling us last week that you got the name She Had, John and Carl, because it was like, oh, we like the idea She Had. Is that right?
By Helen Clark or something.
Okay, here's the story.
Okay, here's the story, the dumb story that New Hot Guy told us.
You guys, this is the story. This is the legend that hear.
It's the myth.
You were sitting around trying to work out a name for the band. You're all going through these names. Blah, blah,
somebody
blah, blah, blah.
Said Steel Donkey Dong.
And somebody went, oh, look, I like the name She Had. And everybody goes, oh, She Had, that's a great name. Is that right?
That's not true, is it?
No, it's not true.
Oh. God. Good one,
that was a great interview.
Yeah. It's good, though.
Okay, so, well, thanks for coming in. And you have got a new album, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
you got that right.
Thank you.
You got that right.
What is it? What is the theme of this one? What inspired this new album?
Never Too Old.
No, no, back in my day. No, no, no. What inspired it? A love of loud rock and roll, pretty much.
Oh.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
That latest clip of yours, I was watching, I think, on C4 MTV, and it made me feel like I was having some kind of drug related reality shift. That one.
That's right. It's because you were.
Oh, thank God for that.
Quite good too.
It is. It's really cleverly done, eh? It's an astoundingly good video. Who directed that?
That's cool.
That's a guy called Tim Van Damme.
Yeah.
And he is a young Auckland director, and he did it all on a handheld Canon camera.
That's
and
crazy.
It's just, he had a great idea, and it was just like, he's super talented, man.
And
like,
clearly has a love for LSD.
I think so. I mean, but we all do, don't we?
Yeah, okay, let's be honest. Yes, we all do.
Or LPG. You know how some bands, they come and go, you guys just keep on, you guys can continue to reinvent yourselves.
Yeah, it's part of it, eh?
Yeah, man. Is it something that you do intentionally, or are you just playing what you want to play?
Well, I mean, that's, you sort of said, both answers.
Yeah, thank you for answering.
No,
you're welcome, bro.
Yeah, so we wouldn't still be doing it if we didn't get a chance to, like, make new music that we hadn't heard before or our brains hadn't done before. So, I mean, that's the buzz. That's why we still do it. It's like, well, what can we do now? You know, what's different? How can we rewire our brains to make us, you know, still in love with music? And we managed to sort of always find a path that sort of does that for us, you know?
Yeah, there has to be some intentional reinvention, though, eh? I think with anything that remains relevant, there has to be a reinvention. And that's when you see some bands fall away and you think they just played the same songs they started playing in 1987. They're still writing songs for 1987. When you guys don't do that.
There's only a couple of acts that can do that. I reckon AC/DC get away with it because the groove that they're on is so good that you wouldn't want to go changing it.
Yeah, but, true. Yep.
But you know, there's people like, you know, David Bowie and stuff. The reason he remained, you know, relevant, was because he kept on changing, you know. It was like, and you never knew what you're going to get. And I think it was really fun for him, and it's really fun for his listeners, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
She Had, the new album is called Ignite, and it's out today.